giant hole in the side of my cabinet, which I wish I never would have cut now. So what I ended up doing was I went and found a picture frame, and I put a picture of the kids walking out the beach at one of our camp trips in Florida, and I screwed the picture frame from the back, so it covers that hole perfectly.
There you go. That sounds good. That's almost like the safe in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at it, you go, oh, it's a nice picture of the kids from one of our camping trips, but it's really covering a giant, massive hole.
Yeah, well, that's funny because on my, I had an original fridge in my trailer for a long time, and we'd repainted it. It was sort of like that two-tone brown fade into lighter brown or tan.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, we, somewhere along the line, got a scratch in the door, and at one of the rallies we picked up a door magnet that was kind of an interesting door magnet, and we would stick it on the scratch. Well, my son, when he was, I don't know, 7 or so, he still loves to do the open house, and people would come in, and he would be showing in the trailer, explaining the whole thing, and then he would go and take the fridge magnet off and show them the scratch and how we covered it with the magnet.
The family secret he's revealing.
Yeah. Well, the people visiting, they thought that was so cute, you know. But
yeah, it's funny. That's how kids are, man. It's all on the open table there.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, let's continue on.
Another topic question for you guys. I found a product called a Turbo Cool. That's spelled with a K-O-O-L. It's an RV evaporative cooler. And I was wondering what Colin's take on this product would be for, obviously, dry climates of boondocking, seeing how it's like an air conditioner but not an air conditioner. Thank you, Vap Pros.
Living in aluminum, living in aluminum, and it's my earphone.
Okay, thank you.
So
for
cute.
That. Oh, yeah. evaporative coolers. My dad used to have one of those in a 70s van that we had. And I remember you had to pour water up into it. It was in like a 14-inch opening on the roof. I thought it was pretty cool for back there. Ironically,
did it have
cool.
a big VW emblem on
it? No. It was like an old Ford junker thing. But anyway, yeah, what do you think about the Turbo Cool? I haven't heard of that model. But.
Well, I have heard of that. Never seen one. I do know, basically, yeah, they're evaporative type air conditioner. I actually used them in Australia and in the outback. It was very dry. They only work in the dry climate. They do not work, regardless of how hot it is, in a humid environment. Basically, what they do is the water basically streaming down a quilt of some form. As it evaporates, it's drawing the hot air away, I guess, and it cools off. And then they blow air through this to give you some sense of coolness. However, it's also adding humidity, but in an area where there is no humidity, zero humidity, you're feeling cooler.
Yeah. I looked up the website here, TurboCool with a K.com. If you're in a dry climate, it'd be kind of nice, like Colin's saying, because it says it runs off of 12 volts.
Yep.
They have an optional solar panel. The high draw, when it's on high, is 4.6 amps, and low goes down to 2.2. So you could run it when you're boondocking for a while.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it could work at Burning Man or something like that.
Yeah. See, it weighs 16 pounds. It's kind of big, 35 inches long by 22 inches by 11 and a half inches tall. So it's a big guy.
Yeah, if you drive through Arizona, New Mexico, and see these giant boxes on the roof of old buildings, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, turbocool.com if you want to check it out. Kind of neat.